Emily, any questions you have?
You know, I think just getting to drug development and the disease, how you see the underlying disease being factored in, because again, whether hepatitis C related cirrhosis and resultant tumors are the same as hepatitis B or alcohol related, I guess my question is, how does that get factored in terms of the drug development?
You know, that's a real challenge. So if you look at the sorafenib data at first glance in the SHARP trial and the Asia Pacific trial, there was reason to speculate that sorafenib was an antiviral. And in fact, there's some laboratory evidence that RAF may be important for proliferation of hepatitis C. There's subsequent data that suggests that's not the case. But I think this is really a dilemma in terms of figuring out how to factor in the liver disease. We've tried to do studies looking at cirrhosis progression. Does sorafenib work as an anti-cirrhotic drug? And I don't know. Sorafenib has been looked at for pulmonary hypertension or for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, I think was negative. But this is a challenge. And clearly, we used to say separate or stratify by geography, non-Japan Asia, which is hepatitis B, Japan and others, hepatitis C. And that probably isn't adequate either. So very complex. And that may be part of the reason we have so much trouble finding treatments.
Brivenip was supposed to address one of these cirrhosis issues, you know, in terms of, you know, FGF inhibitor, which apparently didn't pay out, at least not in a second line setting.
That was very disappointing. And the other thing that is clearly the case, to the surprise of many of us, is that these other drugs are every bit as toxic, if not more toxic, than sorafenib. There's a lot of encephalopathy, a lot of liver disease worsening. So these drugs are not easy to develop.
This concludes our program. For more from this fascinating discussion, please go to researchtopractice.com for our additional audio CD and faculty comments on pancreatic, gastric, esophageal, biliary, and anal cancer. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this Clinical Investigator Think Tank on Gastrointestinal Cancers.